Hi, Dahlia. How are you?
Hello, Steph. I'm very well, thank you. Today, can't think of anything interesting in my life that's happening.
Just one of those days then, yeah?
One of those days. Enjoying the approach to autumn.
Yes. I'm not really enjoying it myself, to be honest. Oh. I feel like there's been too much rain in the UK right now. In fact, it's just started raining. So I apologise, guys, if you hear it in the background. It's really pouring down and windy today.
People might like it, like ASMR, adding that, you know,
yeah,
that kind of relaxing touch.
Yes. Yeah, that might, yeah, might kind of relax them, soothe them with our soothing voices, I hope, as well.
Send some people to sleep.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I wonder when people listen to this podcast, is this to get you to go to sleep or do you listen to it on the train or on in the car? Well, tell us where you listen to this.
Yeah, I'm often curious about that. I wonder if there are any people who do it old school and just sit down and listen to it. I had a friend who loved so much music so much, he would actually not go out. He would stay at home, he'd put on the radio on mm-hmm. and just sit and listen to the radio. I thought that was really cool.
Wow. That's unusual for this day and age, I think.
It is.
It really is. And we're actually going to be talking more about things that are becoming more common, trends, let's say.
Modern, yeah.
In our society.
Something that the kids do. I don't think we're kids anymore, are we?
No, definitely not.
Are we young, Steph? I don't think so. Youngish.
Youngish, yeah. Youngish. Not a kid, though. No.
Not a kid.
No.
So, yeah, we're talking about the things that the kids do. So, you know, Gen Zs, millennials, the young millennials, because I think we're a part of the old.
Yeah, we're millennials, I'm pretty sure.
But we're at the end of the cohort, aren't we?
Probably.
So we're talking about language, which has kind of arisen recently, modern phenomena. And before we were talking about diet and lifestyle, and today we're talking about more technological stuff, aren't we?
Yeah, well, we're kind of talking, I guess we were focusing a little bit on consumerism, weren't we, in the last few,
yeah,
like buying things, luxury products, all of that. And
yeah,
now we're going to be talking more about lifestyle in the sense of how you live your life, kind of, you know.
Mm.
And today's topic is, as you said, kind of about technology, about what we might call phone anxiety.
Yeah.
Also apparently known as telephobia or telephobia.
Telephobia. That's got to be a new word, right? I mean,
it's got to be.
I've done quite a few lessons on fears and phobias. And
yes,
embarrassingly, I learned the difference between fear and phobia, because I'm not a psychologist, obviously, from the YouTube comments.
Right.
Because someone said that the word phobia is overused, because a fear is a fear, you know, it's like a very strong aversion. But a phobia is when a fear is so strong that it kind of debilitates you and stops you from being able to live your life normally.
Mm. So I think probably most of these phobias that people have are actually fears then in the end.
Yeah. So we could call it telephear.
Telephear. Yeah.
Sounds French or Italian, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it? Yeah. So I suppose phone anxiety, you know, this is definitely something I've experienced myself as a millennial.
Really? Because you seem so chilled. I thought, and you're so good at talking, I thought you wouldn't be bothered. As people say, you've got a voice for radio.
Well, you know, thank you very much. I'll take the compliment. But yeah, I guess, this is all about kind of, I suppose, not really wanting to pick up the phone, I suppose. That's probably feeling afraid of your phone ringing or somebody ringing you, phoning you, and you don't really want to pick up, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever experienced that yourself?
I have to admit, I hate talking on the phone.
See?
Yeah.
It's a thing.
A few people, I mean, mine's quite strong. It's funny because even though it's my job to talk on video, which surprisingly I don't mind, like even though I find talking on the phone quite difficult, I just realized why, actually. I think it's because you can't read body language and stuff, like,
yeah,
even though I dislike both WhatsApp calls and video calls, I actually find the video calls less awkward because I suppose there's less pressure on what you're saying. You can read a lot from someone's expression or mm-hmm. you know.
Yes. No, I totally agree with you on that. I do think the more you do it, the more you do speak on the phone, the more you do speak on video calls, etc., the easier it gets, you know,
yeah,
in terms of that anxiety.
I think it's also just because we're so used to instant messaging,
yeah,
which is very, what's the word, like chopped up. You say one thing and then 3 hours later someone will say something else. We're not actually It's almost like the art of conversation has been lost. We're not used to having a coherent, long, structured, you know, communication, conversation.
That's true. And have you ever experienced it where you're like texting someone, so you're instant messaging them on WhatsApp or whatever, and then they'll suddenly start calling you?
Yes.
Now that makes me like clam up completely. Yeah. Clam up completely. I must say, I'm pretty sure I've like declined that call a few times.
Really?
Well, just because I'm texting you doesn't mean I'm in a situation or where I want to be speaking out loud. Do you know what I mean?
Interesting. I think, yeah, I know what you mean. So I think sometimes I do call people just because sometimes texting is so bloody annoying, especially if you're trying to walk down the street or something.
Yeah.
And it just leads to, you know, it takes ages, especially if you're trying to agree on something. Like, should we meet here? Should we meet there? Sometimes it's just easier to call.
Yeah.
But yeah, it ruins your flow as well, doesn't it? You're like expressing yourself in this text and then someone just ruins it.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. I guess it's kind of like also you might be texting in a setting that doesn't really go with like speaking on the phone. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like I might be texting a friend whilst where would I be?
On the bus or something.
Yeah, I might be on the bus or I might be in the supermarket or I might be in a group setting and, you know, everyone's kind of talking to each other and I quickly text a few lines to a friend who's not there. It doesn't mean I want them to call me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that dread, I suppose, that kind of dread that, you know, what could they want to say to me that they can't say in the text? You know what I mean?
Well, that's why now I find voice notes quite useful because it's a happy medium.
A happy medium. Okay.
Like you don't have to talk to them.
Yeah,
quicker.
That's true.
You don't have to talk to them, but it's quicker and that you don't have to text back and forth. And also this sounds really strange.
It's not in real time.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
But this sounds really strange. But you know one of the reasons I hate texting? I have really small hands.
Okay.
I find it really hard to text with like one hand.
Yeah, so do I. Yeah. I hate texting with one hand. I always use both hands when I text.
I mean, I've got a big phone because I like big screens and I've got a waterproof case so it's even chunkier. So if you ever see me walking down the street like with my phone like about to fall to the floor and I'm like stretching my thumb really hard, it's because I'm having trouble texting. My life is so hard.
That's so funny.
Anyway, we use some nice vocab.
Yeah. We use clam up, which is a nice phrasal verb. If you clam up, it basically means that you kind of feel as if you can't speak, like you refuse to speak.
Yeah, and it suggests you get a bit sweaty, doesn't it?
Yeah. Maybe you get nervous, you know?
Nervous, yeah. A clam is a shellfish. I don't know why we use the word clam. Maybe it's because clams are...
Maybe they close their shell?
Yeah, and the shells close, and so you kind of tense up and you...
You get too nervous to express yourself, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, which can happen to a lot of people when they see their phone ringing, especially if it's a number they don't know or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Like a cold caller.
Yeah, a cold caller, yeah, or unknown number. And it's like, okay, who? It could be important, but also who is it? What do they want? Like, you know, that sort of thing.
Well, especially nowadays, because our data is shared with so many unknown people that you could be getting call from literally anywhere trying to sell you something or trying to scam you. I've heard some horror stories. I mean, people, and now they're using AI voice technology and like saying, you know, this is your brother, we have him, he's in danger.
Oh, God, how awful.
It's like dystopian.
Mm.
Anyway.
Yeah. We also use the word dread, which can be a verb, so you can dread something.
Yeah.
But it can also be used as a noun as well.
Yeah.
But it basically means to fear or to be afraid that something bad's going to happen.
Yeah, I like to think of this word as being the opposite of being excited.
Yeah, so you might be excited for your holiday, but you're dreading going to an interview or an exam.
Yeah,
because you're nervous about it. Yeah,
exactly.
And you said cold caller as well. What's a cold caller?
Well, this has become the norm, hasn't it? Cold caller is basically what I just mentioned, where somebody you don't know is calling you, usually because they want to sell you something.
Mm.
And this can also be used for houses, right? You'll often see signs on people's doors saying no cold callers, meaning don't knock on my door and try to sell me something.
Oh, God, that's the worst. Has that happened to you?
Not really, because I've lived in a lot of flats, so they can't get to the front door.
Ah, clever.
Yeah.
It has happened to me since living in a house. Not recently, but when I moved in, I remember there were a couple of people who came round. Like, I think it was more like charities that were going door to door.
Yeah.
But like, oh, you know, they just... pull at your heartstrings and then, you know, want you to sign up on the spot with their little iPad and stuff. And you're like, oh, my goodness, this is not what my plan for today was. Do you know what I mean?
Well, have you seen the really funny old series called Black Books? And there's a really funny episode where he's trying to do his taxes. And it's obviously an awful experience. And normally when these people call, you want them to go away. But he invites them in because he wants to do anything to avoid doing his taxes.
Oh, that's funny.
And then he invites them in and he gives them tea and it's really funny.
That is funny. But yeah, I can imagine not wanting to do that.
Yeah.
Tedious task of taxes. Mm. But one thing that I guess, you know, when we were growing up, we used to use a landline, right? Like to call our friends and for people to call us. We didn't have mobile phones.
I can still remember my my friends' phone numbers, the landline phone numbers.
That's funny. A lot of people can't they? Like your old ingrained. Friend or something. It's ingrained in your memory. Yeah. So for those of you who don't know what a landline is, it's basically, in contrast to a mobile phone, it's the phone connection that you have in your home. So using wires and poles and stuff.
Like a physical phone with a base and a bit that you hold.
Exactly. So you pick up the phone.
You know, when I lived alone, I actually considered getting one because it's kind of scary how reliant on mobile phones we are. Mm-hmm. Because if anything happens, you know, like I remember you said there was a storm and you lost electricity. I mean, obviously, if you lose electricity, you can't call anybody. But if anything were to happen, God forbid, we're very, very reliant on our phones. And actually, a landline is much more reliable. And apparently, this actually affects a lot of people because they don't have landlines anymore. Mm-hmm. When something happens, people can't ring the police and stuff.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Meaning what? They can't use their phone, their mobile phone, to call the police?
Well, if anything happens to the, what's it called? The, you know, the pylons which provide the cellular data.
Yes.
If anything happens to those, then you're kind of screwed. Or you just, if you lose your mobile, which we all do. Or if you, the other thing that we take for granted is that a lot of, like in my flat once, it was very annoying. There wasn't signal in every room.
Oh, yeah.
So a landlord is much more reliable.
That is true. That is true. But I don't remember the last time I had a landline.
No, I was a child.
Yeah, it must have been. Yeah. And that was, you know, you could, and that's another interesting phrase, actually. So if you hang up on someone or you hang up the phone, it comes from having a landline, right?
Yeah. I think in the past they would literally, like we would put the phone onto the base, we'd put it onto.
The receiver, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The receiver. But in the old days, I'm pretty sure if you Google a picture, you'll see that it was actually hung on a hook on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd literally hang up the phone. So yeah, students should know that it is actually wrong to say close the phone.
Yeah, so when you end your conversation, don't say I'm going to close the phone.
Yeah, right? And if you do say close your phone, people will assume you mean turn your phone off, which still isn't correct. We would say turn it off, but that's probably what people will assume.
Exactly. So what should they say if they want to end the conversation?
Just hang up.
Hang up. I'm going to hang up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go. Yeah. Exactly. So let's just very quickly run through the words that we've said today, just a recap of the words without the explanations.
Yeah.
So we said to clam up. Mm-hmm. You can also tense up as well, two phrasal verbs. What else did we say?
We had to dread something.
Yeah.
And we had a landline, a cold caller, which is a person, and to hang up.
Hang up, exactly. Or you could hang up on someone as well if you're angry with them. You don't want to speak to them anymore. You can just... You've
probably seen that in like EastEnders. Oh my God, he hung up on me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so let us know, guys, if you experience any anxiety on the phone. Mm. Do you like speaking on the phone? Do you prefer to kind of just text instead? You can put your answers in the comments. And also, if you're interested in getting the transcripts of any of these podcasts, BritCent does offer English to Korean transcripts with highlighted key expressions, but you do need to become a member to get that. So just check out the details below this video for more information about this.
Indeed. I bet in Korea, in the very efficient society that it is, everybody texts instead of calls.
I reckon as well. Yeah. Okay, well, that's it for today's episode. We'll be back very soon with another one related to this lifestyle theme.
Indeed. Take care and see you soon.
Yep, and you. Lovely to speak to you. Have a good week.
Bye.
Bye.